And happy Saturday. You're listening to 11 to 1. This is Faith Music Radio. And as promised, I'm in the studio today. I'm Janice, and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. I have two guests in the studio with me, Katie DePieu. Am I right, Katie?
Yes, that's correct. Hi, Janice.
And the reason I question, because Katie and I just met a few months ago, and I keep thinking that I'm saying the word DePieu right, and she's shaking her head, yes, praise the Lord. But I've never asked her if I've been saying your name right.
You can read my mind. I just love that about you.
Yes.
We've got so much in common.
Yes. And then Emily Edmonds also is joining us today. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
And these girls are both from Carterville, Illinois, which is about 2 hours from here.
Yeah.
And what church do you go to?
We go to Victory Baptist Church.
Victory Baptist Church. And I met Katie, let's say, over a year ago, right, Katie?
Mm-hmm.
She had written a book, and my good friends, Lois and Indy, I don't remember which one, but the Riskina sisters, you get to hear them sing on the radio often, they shared a book review about Katie's book, Free Indeed. And I said, I want that. And I had to email Katie and request the book and then send her $5, mm-hmm. I think PayPal or something like that.
Yeah.
PayPal. And then she sent me the book. And so that's how we met.
Yeah. In fact, we didn't do much talking face to face until we met at this last ladies conference that you had. But you reached out to me and told me how much you love my book. And you actually asked me then if I would come out and visit you on the radio. And I thought, oh, I would love that. But I had a son who was getting ready to do potty training. And I said, Janice, he's getting ready to go to potty training boot camp. You just give me a minute to get him through that and we'll come.
Yes.
So here we are.
Yes. And there we go. We were talking by email then. And then she reached out to me about coming to our daycation. And she did come to sell her book. And it's a blessing to be able to have made that available at Our Lady's Daycation in our Mary Marketplace. That was incredible. And then reached out to me again about, you know, getting together sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And because we obviously our true sister friends, right?
Oh, yes.
And I said, well, come out and be on the radio. And I didn't even remember I had told you that before about coming on the radio. But mm-hmm. this, and she said, she accepted this time. So your son has finally, is he?
He's graduated. He is doing fabulous.
Good to know. Very good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Katie, one of the reasons I wanted you to come in is, but before we get started on how you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to take a moment just to tell the ladies how they can get your book, Free Indeed, because it is an amazing book. I read it in one sitting. It was probably a two cup of coffee book, but I do that in the afternoon, two cups of coffee. And so tell us how we can get your book.
Absolutely. I would say the easiest way to get a hold of me would be through Facebook. Just do a search for me. My name's Katie DePieu, K-A-T-I-E D-E-P-E-W. Once I married into it, I knew I would be spelling it for the rest of my life, but he was worth it.
There we go.
Just look me up on Facebook, Katie DePieu, and also on there is Free Indeed. So you'll know you have found the right person, and you'll see the picture of my book right on there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's right in there, right on her Facebook page, and that is. And you can also reach out to us here at faithmusicradio.com. There's an email address, and I'll send you the information for Katie if you need to. But go ahead and reach out to her about the book, Free Indeed. It is well worth the read. And so, Katie, this book, Free Indeed, is a testimony of God's mercy and grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's really your salvation testimony. So mm-hmm. that's what I want you to share with the listener today.
Absolutely. I first heard the gospel when I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
And so if you can imagine, I lived my whole life before that with a lot of struggles, just to be honest. I grew up in a pretty good home, but I can remember being in kindergarten and being even in preschool and suffering with severe social anxiety and a lot of symptoms of depression. And I really never told my parents much about it, because when you're so young, you don't even have the words to convey those kinds of big feelings and what you're going through. Right. So I just remember my childhood feeling very scared and afraid. Another thing that I carried throughout my childhood was kind of a perfectionism mentality. I felt very nervous socially, and I felt as though I had to always perform or say or do the perfect thing in order to be accepted by others. And so I tried, of course, to meet that expectation that really I'd probably put on myself until I became a teenager. And I unfortunately chose to self-medicate the struggles that I had been going through. So I started using drugs, drinking.
And you're just a teenager.
And I was just 13 when I started this. Wow. To even think how I had access to that kind of thing. Honestly, there are people out there who are looking for young girls, especially. They know that they might be into that and they're happy to provide it. So there were people out there who got me what I was interested in.
Wow.
Yeah. So I also turn to self-injury as a way to cope mm-hmm. with the mental health issues. And my parents, of course, loved me so much, and they tried to do everything they could to help me, but I had an emptiness and a struggle inside that really no other person on this earth could help me with. I began to see counselors and psychiatrists, and I don't want to speak ill of those professions because they help a lot of people. All I can say is, for me personally, not including God in that kind of treatment, there was no answers. And right. I would ask them, what is going on? Why do I feel this way? What is wrong with me? And there was no answer. You know, Janice, I decided to name my book Free Indeed because of the verses in John chapter 8, verse 32 and 36. They say, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yeah.
If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I continued on this negative road until we became homeless. There were just a lot of abuse and dangers that I faced in that lifestyle, and all continuing to spiral down. But I was, I had a boyfriend at the time who was from Southern Illinois. I didn't mention, by the way, I'm a Southern California girl. Hey, if I have any other California girls out there. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, he brought me all the way from Southern California to a tiny little town in Southern Illinois.
Wow.
And I thought the change of location would solve my problems, but it did not. I faced some severe physical abuse there, and I got to the point where I was so without hope that I thought suicide must be the answer. So I made an attempt on my own life, and a friend found me and brought me to the hospital and saved my life, really. And after that, this friend invited me to church, and she gave me a brand new Bible. It was in plastic and everything.
Wow.
And she said, it was so weird if you think about it, but she said, you know, my grandma wanted you to have this. I didn't know her grandma, but she wanted me to have it. So I took it, and she said, would you like to come to church with me? And I said, yeah, I would. And I remember in this small country town, one night when everyone was partying, this was after I had the suicide attempt, none of my friends even asked me a single thing about it. Like, are you okay? Or what happened? Or is there anything Wow. we can do for you? Mm. They were just caught up partying. And so I didn't want to be around that. I was tired of it. Mm-hmm. I went down to the little park in the middle of town, and I sat down on that swing, and I just looked up at the moon, and I had an experience. I did not get saved this night, but I just got to really thinking about who God was. And I just came to an understanding that the God who was out there wasn't looking to punish me, and he was Right. grieved that I was going through this.
Yes.
So she Amen. Invited me to church, and I had a feeling that might be a place I should go, though I would avoid church for a long time earlier in my life. And I went there, and the pastor preached. He did not preach about salvation that I remember, but I just felt like I needed to go talk to him. So after church was over, I approached him and I started to say, my life is a mess. I am on drugs. And I wanted to tell him this long list of problems that I was facing. But you know what he did? He took his hand and he put it out like this. Stop right there. And he told me, you don't need to tell this to me. You need to tell it to God. So he opened a Bible and he brought me through the Romans road. And he explained to me that we are all sinners and that our sin has separated us from God.
Yes.
And I knew in that moment that that was the source of emptiness that I had been feeling in my life. And he said that Jesus came to pay the price for us. I had spent all that time, Janice, thinking I had to pay the price. Like I had to be perfect or good enough.
Right.
But he said, no, Jesus already did that. And it was like the pressure was just starting to lift off. And he asked if I would like to accept Jesus as my savior. And I said, yes. Yes, I do. So I prayed to get saved that day, and I didn't realize what a huge decision that was for my life.
Right.
But I'll tell you, step by step, God just began to work in my life, and he took the total mess that I had made of my life, and he started using it for good, Janice. And he keeps doing that today, and I'm just so thankful. So I wrote this book to share my testimony with the world that Jesus can make you free from anything.
Yes, he can. And Katie, we're going to take a break for a song. That was an amazing, amazing testimony. And I kept thinking about this song by Missy Clark, God's Grace, mm-hmm. The Story of My Life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm hearing here is about God's grace, the story of your life. And we'll be back. We're going to talk about Katie's struggle with self-deprecating thoughts. So stay right here on Faith Music Radio. And thank you for joining us this happy Saturday morning.
Times of pain or tragedy, I could speak of disappointment, of fear and doubt and worry, but I would rather tell you what brought me to this place. It's the story of my life, and it's God's grace.
Quality Automotive in Tarp puts quality at the front of their name, and their customers just wouldn't have it any other way. Quality Automotive in Tarp offers expert repairs and services at fair prices with a straight-shooting approach that working men and working moms alike appreciate. Get name-brand tires there and alignments, engine services, repair services, and preventive maintenance to keep you road-ready in all kinds of weather. Estimates are free and the work is guaranteed. Stop in for current deals that'll save you money. Quality Automotive and Tar on 1st Avenue, a block north of Martin Avenue in Evansville, Indiana. Open 7 to 6 Monday through Friday. Drive in or make an appointment at 812-402-3535. That's 812-402-3535.
Radio that makes you feel good.
I love Faith Music Broadcasting. It's been a wonderful blessing in my life. Whenever I'm a little down, I turn it up in the mornings. Then during the night, if I'm feeling sad or blue or whatever, I turn it back on. It helps my spirit.
Faith Music Radio.
Welcome back to A Happy Saturday here on Faith Music Radio, and I'm Janice. I'm your host till 1 o'clock, bringing you programming designed with ladies in mind in the studio with me on it's a special Saturday for me, girls, because I don't normally come in the studio on Saturday, but this is when you could come, and I didn't want to miss the opportunity to have Katie share her testimony of her salvation, Katie DePew, and then to hear Emily's story, which we're going to hear during the 11 o'clock hour. Emily, she'll share her testimony, but she'll also talk about a recent trip to Ukraine and how God blessed that trip, and not only blessed the trip, but gave them an opportunity to share the testimony literally with your whole city, your whole town here. And so what a blessing that is. We'll hear about that. So Katie, we're talking about how God saved your soul, but you still had things, baggage from your past life. Mm-hmm. When we get saved, all the baggage is not gone. Yes, we're free and we can move forward in Christ, but that baggage has to be unpacked. Right?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. I love the way you put that.
And one of those things that was packed in there tight and didn't want to let go and, were those self-deprecating thoughts. I want you to tell us what that is and what the struggle was for you.
Yes. So we've talked a little bit about this, but I want to make sure everyone else has a chance to hear it too.
Yeah.
That when I got saved, I had been living a life of drugs and just all the things that go with it. That was my life. And when I got saved, even before I found those passages in scripture, nobody had to tell me, you shouldn't do drugs. It's wrong for you to live with somebody if you're not married to them.
Yeah.
All the external things, the Holy Spirit did that for me, and it was quite easy.
Right. Plus, we have the Word of God written in our hearts. You know, it's just one of those things in our DNA. So we do have a conscience where we know right from wrong. Mm. And so you knew those things, but what were you struggling with?
But I struggled a lot with negative thinking or thinking down on myself, self-deprecating thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So self-deprecating thoughts, if you are someone who has a tendency to be negative about yourself, here's maybe a quick checklist. If somebody gives you a compliment, is your first reaction to negate that compliment? Can you accept praise when you've done something well? What are your honest feelings about yourself? Are they based upon scripture, or do you tend to think the worst about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That was me. I was very burdened down by self-deprecating thoughts to the point where it actually became part of my personality. If you had asked any of my friends to describe me, I'm sure they would have included in there that I can be very, very down on myself. And it definitely didn't make me feel very good. I know it wasn't pleasing to God, and right. I feel that it also, I had a lot of good friends who were there to help me, but if I had to be honest, it was a burden on those friendships too, because I began to realize I was asking all these other people to manage this huge load of negativity that I was carrying instead of taking it directly to the Lord.
Sure. And you're talking about your new Christian friends.
My new Christian friends.
After you became a Christian, you were so down on yourself that all the negativity just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you start feeling like, I gotta change this?
I would say after I had been coming to church for a couple years,
sure,
I was just getting in there trying to figure out what it was all about. I looked around me and I began to realize one of the biggest differences between my Christian friends and my friends from the world is my Christian friends were praising and honoring God with their speech, and they were focusing on the positive. And if they had a problem, they didn't let it be something that ruined their whole day or that they felt they had to unload on everybody else in order to deal with it. Like I said, they were taking those requests to God. And I had one friend in particular that, if I were to be totally honest, and if she's listening, I know she would understand. When I first met her, she was such a bundle of joy, I thought, she's faking it. She is not being real.
Right.
And the more I got to know her, I realized this was just a result of her walk with the Lord.
Right.
And I had to come to a place where I could admit to myself, this is a problem and I'm not succeeding on my own to overcome it. So I went to her and I said, friend, I need your help. I have to be honest. I struggle with being negative. I'm negative in my thinking. And like Jesus said, if we're thinking that way in our heart, it's going to come out of our mouth. And I don't want to be that way anymore. And I was a mom at this time. And I didn't want my kids to grow up in a home where there was just negativity to where that would be how they were. So I just told her this. And I said, I could really use some help. And I asked her if I could begin to spend more time with her in order to try to pick up some of those positive traits. And I actually became an intern in her Sunday school class.
Sure.
So we spent time every week just talking. And she was kind. She never came down too hard on me. But she would point out if I was getting into that sinking thinking and help give me a more biblical perspective. Because that was not baggage that she carried. Praise God. She did not have those kinds of problems. And she took the time to reach out to me to help me overcome that too.
Right. That's amazing. So she was that iron sharpeneth iron kind of friend.
Mm-hmm.
We all need that kind of friend. I love the way, you know, the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way that you chose to, you just jumped right in, serving God in a Sunday school class, pretty much still a new Christian, a growing Christian for sure, helping out, but finding a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And she really kind of discipled you through that.
Yes, in this area, most definitely. I am so thankful for her in my life.
Yeah. What a blessing.
I had a thought, but it left me. That's okay.
That's okay. That's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the way, and you know, Katie, one of the things that we do know is that joy is a choice.
Yes.
And it's based on what we choose to focus on often. We all have problems, but our focus needs to be on Jesus and what he has done for us.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And having grown up with those kinds of negative thoughts, my self-esteem, if I can call it that, was so low that it was very hard to accept criticism or even to admit to myself, yes, I'm struggling. I'm not doing well at this. But I'll tell you one thing. I had been talking to another friend and I was telling them, oh, when I have friends that are really good at, say, makeup or they're a great hostess, I just feel so negative about myself. I feel very embarrassed. And I was being honest with her about my struggles. And she said, Katie, why don't you just ask them to teach it to you? And it kind of it hit me between the eyes. You know what? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. If you need help, I'm sure there's somebody who would love to help you.
Right. If you want to learn something, you can learn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Well, we're going to take a break for just a quick song by Emily Featherstone. We'll be back. We've got more to talk about. She sings the song, We Have Joy. Why do we have joy? Because our names are written down. You're listening to Faith Music Radio. Happy Saturday.
Because our name is written there.
And we're back with Katie DePue in the studio, and she's given us her testimony. This will all be up on the 11 to 1 podcast later today. But Katie, I wanted you to share one more thing with us that we were talking about earlier about suffering.
Yes. So we have a jail ministry at our church. I hope sometime I'll have a chance to tell you more about it. It's sure. amazing how God yeah. opened those doors. And Emily is actually my partner in crime.
Yes.
we've been talking recently about suffering, and you would not believe the suffering that the girls that are in there have gone through.
I can imagine. Yeah.
I just wanted to speak for a moment about something God's been working on my heart about that suffering. There's a verse in Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. It says, this is Jesus talking, "Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come."
Yeah.
And when I heard Jesus say that, it was such a relief, because Jesus was acknowledging that there's going to be offenses and suffering in this life.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And the Bible is not silent on that topic. There's a lot about suffering. We don't ignore it, but it faces it head on. So just a couple things about suffering. I have a situation in my life that I can't even talk about, something from my past, inexplicable suffering, that this happened to me as a Christian, and just something that was not my fault, that I didn't particularly ask for or would have chosen given the opportunity.
Right.
And this is something that burdened me down quite a lot and caused me to question my faith in God.
Sure.
I thought, God, I just want to serve you. Why would you have allowed something like this to come into my life? This is really hindering me. But I began to realize that it was through that suffering that God wanted to teach me to be more like him, to walk closer to him, and
yes.
to truly depend on him only. And when I was in the world, we shared all of our problems openly with each other. But as a Christian, there are some burdens that you can only take to the Lord.
Sure.
And so God began to show me that I needed to submit myself to the suffering that he allowed into my life. It's nearly impossible for us to say whether God sent it, caused it, allowed it. But that's the statement I would say. He certainly allowed it into your life, and that
right.
he could use all things for good. And so when I go back to the jail and I hear some of these things that the ladies have been through, I'm able to look them in the eye and say, I understand what you're going through. Or I may not be able to understand exactly what you're going through, but I know what it's like to suffer deeply, and
yes.
Jesus can help you with that.
You know, I read a quote this morning, Katie, "When I understand that everything happening to me is to make me more Christ-like, it resolves a great deal of anxiety."
Yes.
Does it not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of us try to avoid the suffering, the discomfort, the anxiety.
Right.
However, if you will just face it head on and be honest with God, just tell God, "God, this is very hard and I don't understand, but I trust you."
Yeah.
"And I'm just going to choose to believe that you're still good even in spite of this." And that's the point when he can start bringing you healing.
That is so good. Well, we'll be back during the 11 o'clock hour with Emily Edmonds, and she's going to share her testimony and her recent trip to Ukraine. And we may even talk about the jail ministry there, girls, and you can share some blessings from that. We'll have a little bit of time then. You're listening to Amazing Grace here by Ed Russ on the guitar. Thank you for joining us on Faith Music Radio. Thank you.